Blog Talk Radio.
Grown ups, in between, turning babies. Right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again. DJ Manny,
fresh, 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 fresh.
Yeah,
fresh, 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 fresh. DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ,
yeah, well, Weezy Wee, step up to the mic, dude, do what you
ladies
do,
ladies and gentlemen, what you have here is brought to you, courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for
me, anything, oh, anything. Like that. From under your garments, your chest and your arm. Pow, one to the head. Is that music too loud? I can't tell. I say something. Let me know if the music is loud. I ain't gonna say tell me. On a track and guard your up Terrell. What up, Terrell? Is that music too loud? Can you hear the music? I bet, B. Appreciate it. Check it out. Here we go. Good. Welcome to the episode of the Ruthless Five Throwing Company. You know, we got the Rat Pack in the building tonight. And what we're talking about, consistently being inconsistent. What we talking about when we say that? We just talking about expectations that are met and aren't met. At the same time, they're not met, but they are met. In the building, I got my man Jay Wayne. Hey, come on over here, man. Introduce yourself.
What up?
You know, you don't have to put that on the screen. Anyway, in between time, this is what we're gonna do. We're talking about consistently being inconsistent. Things that, you know, saying a lot of females they talk about. God to be inconsistent. We go to the club. Not so much consistent of hitting them up, doing something. But for lack of words, they got to excuse with falling off. Like I was told at a young age, don't start habits and keep them. Or when you do habits, such as the shivery stuff, such as opening doors, you know what I'm saying, random gifts every now and then, it becomes to a point where it's always expected. It's sad to say. Because when you don't get it, you feel some type of way. But we also live, go to my Facebook page, the link's right below. And click to listen. Or you can call in. It's over here too. What's the number? It's 646-668-8765. Once again, that phone number is 646-668-8765. You can call in, you can talk to us, you can, you know, what you think these consistencies and inconsistencies are. Moving on, like I say, we in the building all night, taking calls, taking requests, boom, boom, boom. My camera over here, yo, hey, you can't flash both of them at the same time, dog. I'm on. Right. Okay, well, we're over here. And yeah, we're talking about, consistently being inconsistent. So, when it comes to the dating thing earlier, you know, you pretty much can't start habits that you can. I was talking to a young female the other day. He pretty much told me her ex, soon to be ex, is pretty much lazy. I'm falling off with lazy. And I said, what do you mean by lazy? It's like she's going to do anything if she can do them or they can do it. So that brought me to someone posted. I'm gonna post this. Why are there so single, strong black women? That was a whole nother debate. First, what is strong? Strong to somebody may not be strong to somebody else. It's strong to you, that's some of the ruthless tacos. Especially when a female and or male talks about something that they possess, such as their sex game, how good it is. The who? The who? The who? Good for the goose don't mean it's good for the gander. You know, and everything that glitters, goes. I know.
What we got going on over here?
What's the code for the shit? If you want to talk to us, Chuck, all you got to do is press 1. But the phone number is 646-688-765. Once again, 646-688-765. Call in if you want to talk to us. All you got to do is press 1, raise your hand, boom, and get it. Hey, but in the meantime, in between time, we got to take a slight pause. We got a couple bills to pay. We'll be right back right after these messages, all right?
I need a girl to ride, ride, ride. I need a girl
talking about the consistency and inconsistent. And the reason why this was brought up is I was going handling some business the other day, and the lady that was taking care of my business telling me how lack of consistency played a major role in the fact that she's separated right now. I'm not going to say her name. I ain't going to say her name.
Probably chime in anyway.
Probably chime in and catch it later. It's just that. It ain't. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I can't say that because they knew that once they got with us. Miles was there. They was just ignoring it. The only reason why they was ignoring it is because they was getting down.
Get all up, rolling up.
Wow. Dick down. I mean, that's what it is. And y'all, what y'all? Hey, women, but. Y'all, what y'all women need to stop doing is making bad decisions and blaming it on somebody else. Nobody told you to do this X, Y, Z. When the product came out that you wasn't expecting, you get all the upset about it, and then you want to down talk the decision that you made. Be hardcore and say name. Hi, Chuck. Hi, Chuck. Online's blowing up. Once again, for anybody who's listening on the radio show, make sure to get that in there. If you click the link to listen, you can call in at 646-668-8765. Once again, the number is 646-668-8765. You call in, press 1. Nope, I'm not talking to you. Not talking to you. You're stupid. Hell, call in and talk to us and make sure you got some damn sense, all right? So, let's take some bad examples, for example. Women that get with these dudes, they have a baby by them. Dude turns out not to be shit. She down talks that dude. But he wasn't a no good little dick dude when he was in them guts. When you was calling them late night or you was picking up the phone late night. What's up, cousin? You know what I'm saying? You just got to take responsibilities for your actions. Now, I know I'm all over the place, but we're gonna get to the gist of it. Yeah, Jay Wayne, I'm talking a lot, but fuck it. The roof is Vato. Shit. True. That's what I do. Hold on. All right, I'm back. But listen. So, when you do something and you expect something totally different, but you're still doing the same things that you've been doing for the past years, that's called insanity. For all y'all out there that's been doing right your whole life, maybe you need to try some wrong, because it ain't working.
No.
Now, here we go. Back to that post that I saw the other day. A single, strong black woman. What is that? What is that? Can anybody that's listening right now, you know what I'm saying, watching, tuning into? Okay, I can talk to you. I'll get to you in a minute. I see you with your hand raised. You don't got to keep pressing the button. What is a single, we know what a single person is, probably a bitter, scorned woman. But listen, what is a strong woman? We're gonna take black out the phrase. We're just gonna say a strong woman. What is a strong woman? This is some of the answers that I got the other day. A strong woman is somebody who takes care of her kids. You're supposed to. A strong woman is somebody who pays her bills. You're supposed to. A strong woman is somebody who doesn't depend on anybody for anything else. She'll go out and get it. You're supposed to.
Overdue.
You all overdue right now, do wrong, huh? Confused. I'm confused about that statement that you just made. Maybe you could break it down and stop screaming. Take some of the caps off. Go ahead. Hey, show that. I don't.
You all over do right now, do wrong, huh, confused.
I'm going to go ahead and like that comment so I'll come back to it later because I don't get it. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just that you got to take responsibilities for your actions. You got to understand that what's strong to you is not strong to somebody else. I hate not understanding something. And see, that's another thing right there. Nigga, I ain't saying no shit like that. I'm going to go back and listen to that. If I said that, I'm going to shoot myself. Hey, real quick. Let me tell you this, man. Hey, probably some of the funniest thing I heard the other day, man. And I'm going to do it. The next dog I get, I'm going to name my dog myself. So if somebody call and say, hey, man, what you doing? Shit, playing with myself. I'm going to name my dog myself. And if I get another dog, if I get two more dogs, I'm going to name one of them myself and the other one me. I'm going to get them some bandanas made, one with me on it, the other one myself. So when I'm walking down the street, it's just me, myself, and I. Fuck it. I still want to. Did I really say, Chuck. Now, you probably been drinking. Did I really say that? Oh, the lollipop video.
Man, we would have had something great for y'all tonight, but she backed out.
Yep.
You said a strong woman is the one that goes to school with having kids and makes time for respectable dudes. Isn't that like a responsibility, though?
It is. That's something that you're supposed to do.
You want to better yourself, right?
You want to better yourself. You want to continue to better yourself. And just because you're single with kids doesn't make you strong. Anybody can have kids. Yeah, you're probably taking care of them, but that's what you got to do. Let me break this down for you. Let's say you're
But wouldn't you call those hiccups in life?
Yes, because that's like I was about to say. Let's say you're in a perfect relationship. A perfect relationship. Kids, good jobs, all that. And God forbid, one of y'all pass away. Let's say he passed away. Are you strong enough to pick up the pieces that what in which he was doing to continue to improve, motivate, and better yourself for the rest of your life, for your kids' life? To me, that would be a strong woman. Not somebody who's going to break down and cry just because something happened. Because you get a lemon thrown at you, you don't know how to make lemonade, so you want to sit there, pout, and cry. I don't get that. I don't get it. But, all right, here we go. Like I say, the caller's number is 646-668-8765. Hey, give us 1 second. We're going to come back to that lollipop video in just a minute. Like I said, I have some news on that. Kind of fell through, but I got something for y'all. In the meantime, in between time, y'all take, hey, be easy. We'll be right back. All right, that's enough of that. Hey, take it out my chest. Hey, but like I said, we're going to go to these phone lines right now. We got a caller from the Tray 6 area. Hey, caller, you on the phone? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's happening? It's your boy Dirty Baby in the building.
Dirty Love in the building. What's going on with you?
In the building. Man, I'm just sitting here listening. Trying to figure out why everybody think they're strong because they raising their kids, and I got my kids right here with me. Am I strong too, or am I just doing what I'm supposed to do?
You ain't strong. I heard you can't bench 250.
I can't. But what I can do is run through a wall and make sure a quarterback can't get past the line of scrimmage.
hey, chill out, man. Hey, don't be bringing up old stuff in here, man. What's wrong with you?
My bad. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
Go ahead and explain to these people, man, like what a strong person is in this case, to you? Because you can't speak for everybody else because, like we said, what's strong to you may not be strong for somebody else. So what is a strong person to you?
To me, man, shoot. A strong person is a person that's mentally strong, you know, that's doing what she's supposed to do mentally, you know, taking care of all her responsibilities. That's what you're supposed to do. So, you know what I'm saying, being able to bounce back, that's strong. You know, being able to, you know, that right there, right by itself, is just being able to bounce back, being able to look forward and, you know what I'm saying, and achieve your goals like you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not just,
so let me ask you,
not
ask
just
you
taking
this.
Care of your children. What's that?
So let me ask you this, yo. So a woman that's taking care of her kids, going to school, don't ask nobody for anything, you know what I'm saying? She's making do with what she got. Is that strong, or what is another word for that you would use?
That's independent.
Very independent. And that's what I'll be trying to get some people to understand, but they don't want to hear that. They want to say that they are a strong person. Now, somebody the other day, you know what I'm saying, they did break it down and say that, you know what I'm saying, what a strong person was. And I totally agree with them. It's pretty much when you're dealing with life and life throws you a lemon field, you know what I'm saying, like lemons and limes and everything at you, and you take it, you roll with the punches, and you keep it moving. Now, to me, that's a strong person, somebody who doesn't cry, who's not complaining, and all this other good stuff. But let's get back to the topic at hand, Dirty. I don't know if you caught the beginning of it or whatever, but a lot of these women out here saying that these men are consistently inconsistent. With that they want to have. Not the things that they need, but the things that they want to have. How would you deal with a woman who claims that somebody's inconsistent?
Well, all that means is he done settled. You know, he done got comfortable. You know, and she allowed it. So that's all that is. At the end of the day.
What you mean he got comfortable?
He got comfortable. That means she allowed him to do whatever he's doing to get himself in that situation. And now she can't control it. Now she's not happy. But she been taking care of business on whatever that situation is. And he's comfortable with her doing whatever she's doing. And he's comfortable with whatever he's doing. And so he done settled. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, my man, go ahead. I'm listening to you. I'm agreeing with you. I mean, you're standing in the night. I'm down to him.
Right. And so at the end of the day, he's at a place where he feel like, well, I'm good, she good, ain't no need to do no more.
And you know, I'm going to go ahead and I hate to, you know, I'm always going to take up for the fellas, but like you said, fellas tend to get comfortable. When they get comfortable, do you know why they get comfortable? It's because the women like to take control and be the man in a relationship. When I say that, I mean, the example that I gave somebody the other day, and she didn't see it at first, but once I explained it to her, if women stop trying to control and be the man in a relationship, things will go a whole lot smoother. And this is the dumbass example I gave her. I said, you ask for something, you don't get it. You start pouting, complaining, and crying. We don't want to hear that shit, so we go and do it for you. Although we even told you no, now you know that every time you pout, cry, and complain, we're not going to want to hear it, so we go out and do what we can for you. Now you're controlling the relationship with that poutiness, which is not good, because sooner or later, that poutiness is going to push that dude away. Then you're going to be single. Then you're going to be complaining about how he was so good and such.
Not necessarily, because there's some men that like that. Some men like to feel like their woman depend on them. Now, do you call that a weak man? But some people like that. So, I mean, you know, it's an argument that can go both ways on that one, baby.
I don't see it, because if your girl tell you that she want this $1,500 purse, and you know that you can get it, but she doesn't need it right now because y'all have other things to do, and then she pouts, complains, cries, all types of stuff, and then would you go get it for her just for her to shut up?
No, no, I wouldn't. But like I said,
you
would. Guys out, right? It's some
you
guys
wouldn't.
Out here though that would.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's my point. I'm trying to get right there. What's good to you is not good for somebody else. Just because you wouldn't, there is somebody out there who would. And when they do, that woman is controlling that relationship. That woman is eventually. He's going to get tired of it.
This all subject though. But then that goes back to the old saying: what one won't do, another one will.
Another one will. One man's tragedy is another man's treasure.
Come on, baby. Now you're preaching.
But also, if it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. Bruce.
LJ. Look.
Say what's happening.
Hey, Dirty Love, we're in the building, yo. We about to take another swipe home.
Say what's happening, people.
What's happening, people?
We're conditioned to see that.
Didn't make a point. That is a very good that is a valid point, Krista. That is a very, very valid point. However, be a woman and take no for an answer. And I'm back over here. Be a woman and take no for an answer. Y'all can't see it, but on another post, someone says, why give into power just to avoid her behavior? By giving in, you are conditioning her to be that way. Just take no for an answer. If you ask for something and it's not doable at that time, I mean, first of all, when we say no, it's not necessarily meaning no, you can't have it, or no, we can't do this, or no, no, no. It's no, not right now, because that means something else is more important at the time. Now, if you say, hey, I need $200 to pay the light bill, they're going to turn the lights off today, we can't tell you no. Now, if you start pouting about it, now that's going to be a different story. You can't complain about it, you know what I'm saying? Just because bad things in life are happening, it doesn't mean that it's going to keep on happening. You got to take the punches and you got to roll with them. And you do, Crystal, I bet. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, I bet. That's good. A lot more women need to do. I can't speak for other women, though. Yeah, because a lot of women, they don't understand what a strong woman is. They think just because they take care of their kids and wipe their noses and wipe their own ass, they strong. Go figure. Yeah, man, this is all crazy. Consistently being inconsistent. What up, people? What up, people tuning in? What up? Hey, man. Hey, Jerome. I need some dog food, man. What you got for me? I'm hurting, man.
Uh-huh.
Dirty.
What's happening?
Man, look here, man. We got about 2 minutes left on this live stream, whatever. I'm on the Blog Talk Radio. You know how to do after that. I don't even know if I'm going to continue.
All
I might
day.
Just cut it off, whatever, but congratulations. This is whatever. But, yeah, man, y'all just got to be consistent. Stay consistent. Also, you got to keep up with the communication. Hey, man, my man Jay Wayne sitting over here ain't saying nothing yet. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, Jay Wayne. What you think about these people? I'm not going to say men or women. These people that's consistently inconsistent when they start something that they can't keep it up or they, for lack of a better word, they turn out to be not shit.
Very.
Well, there you have it.
I got a good one. I'm good.
Hey, look, we got about 90,
I can't even comment it.
We got about 90 seconds. It's live. He's about to go off. If you want to hear the remainder of what we're going to say, and it's going to get rough, rugged, and raw.
Are you eating all the damn chicken cans, though?
My second one.
No, you've been eating them all. What's
six? Once again, 646-668-8765. Hey, we'll be right back. gotta be a strong woman anyway to be a Cowboys fan.
Hey, when they get into the playoffs, I'm tell you, I've been not hearing nothing from Rambert, Lauren. Damn, it's a lot. Is that a requirement for your name to be Lauren?
Yeah.
Hey, I've been not hearing nothing from y'all, yo. Nothing. What up, pumpkin?
I said, the cup. Little apple juice.
I drank. Oh, is that Chuck?
Mm-hmm. That's all I went to about the Cowboys.
The best thing about the Cowboys is their record.
Pretty much about it.
All right, man, let's get it, man. Hey, let's get it. Hey, now the people that's watching, all I need you to do is say one thing about people that are inconsistent. How do you feel about it? What do you do with it?
I don't think they want to answer because they're probably in that relationship right now, though.
They
don't want to put that man or woman or whoever they with on blast.
That might be true. That might. Hey, so
Dirty.
Hey, Dirty. So I'm trying to get these people to give a comment about people that's being inconsistent. My man Wang over here brought up a good point talking about something. They may not be able to comment right now because he might be sitting right beside him like, I wish you would.
I wish your brother would. Dirty. Yeah, that's a good point all day because a lot of people, man, they ain't got the heart to say what they really feel.
Chuck, man, no homo, man. I love you. Hey, what was that post the other day? That same post that you just said, the name that you said earlier, and you put, because that pussy terrible? I'm sorry, well, you said the sexist way. You said it nicely. But listen, yo, hey, oh, man. Hey, little did they know, hey, you're going to download this damn live feed. Hey, look, check this out. I'm going to keep this real 100 with y'all. Y'all watching the live feed right now, so the people that's watching it live, y'all getting a good viewing about it, you know what I'm saying, a little in between jokes and other good things, because once we download these, both of these, look at, hey, now you see how I'm doing that. You see how I'm doing that. Watch the edits. You ain't gonna hear no cursing. You ain't even probably gonna see these damn cups. What's up, cousin? Hey, but look, for real. Hey, real talk. This is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to write down one thing. Y'all not going to hear that. I need y'all to type down one thing.
Damn kids, boy.
I need y'all to type down one thing that you hate. Matter of fact, hey, let's go completely off topic. It's going to be in the same thing. Let's talk about deal breakers. What is one deal breaker that is completely off limits? It's a complete deal breaker. Name one.
Don't touch my booty hole.
Don't give me no damn pork chops.
They don't know what a deal breaker is, I don't think.
Y'all retarded. And guess what? Y'all ain't gonna see none of that. Don't even worry about it. But yeah, hey, just one deal. What up, Monet? What is a deal breaker for you? Pumpkin, what's a deal breaker for you? Yeah, what's a deal breaker for you?
You got all them watching on yours, and then can't nobody comment on nothing? They at work?
They can't be at work if they watching this because their volume got to be up. It's not like I got subtitles up there. Inconsistency. Somebody said inconsistency.
We just talked about that.
I should come knock on your damn door and ask you what the hell you mean by inconsistency. Give me an example. I'll wait. Hey, don't worry. All that's going to be added. Ain't nobody going to hear that either.
Giving me an EBT card with no money on it.
Boy, look here. That is a deal breaker, yo. Don't tell me that I can spend $20. I go spend goddamn $20. You ain't got but seven on there. I mean, Rachel, everybody on there can see that you said inconsistency. Lazy or no ambition?
I thought that was the goal for now. That's what everybody got.
I don't know. I got to disagree with you on that one, Antisha. On Saturdays and Sundays, especially during football, don't talk to me. I'm laid back in my sweatpants, a T-shirt with a hole in it. I got a cooler of beer right beside me, so I ain't got to get up.
She says a threesome is a no-no. No group sex.
A threesome is a no. So, CP, so
if you're imagining somebody else while hitting you from the back, is that considered a threesome?
Deuces. If you say what?
Hmm?
If you say what?
Hmm?
Hold on, wait. Hold on, I'm interested now, CP. A threesome is a no-no. That is a deal-breaker. So how does that conversation come about?
I don't. That was a hell of a deal breaker, though. What you think?
I just wanted to. I just how did that conversation come about? Oh man, I had a long day at work today, man. I need two pussies.
Well, she might be talking about two dingling.
No, I'm just playing, babe. I'm just playing. That's gonna let me do it. You gonna let me do? No, I'm just playing. That's gonna let me do
oh,
it.
Oh hell, look who done popped up.
Hello, Lane. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Me and Fitch, we don't like white people.
Yeah, according to somebody.
I guess. You know, I have no idea where this comes from, but we don't like white people.
Oh, shit.
Catch y'all on the inside. Hey, I got it.
Hello?
Hey, Fitch.
And we back. My fault. Hey, had to take that phone call. This is my brother calling me long distance. Very long distance. Hey, but what we've been talking about, you know what I'm saying, for the people, ending live video.
I'll be right back. Rock the door. And we back. And we back. Who the fuck is calling me now?